Hey guys, welcome back to The Crevice. I'm your host, Hugo. And today, we're going to talk about some soccer and some transfers, some new signings this season, and just looking forward to the World Cup. And I think a lot of signings are going to happen right before it. And that's happening in a few weeks, so hopefully we can get some juicy signings. So, for the first thing, we have Unai Emery. He's a Spanish manager. He used to manage PSG, which is like the top French team, and he just left that job, and now he got signed by Arsenal. And if you didn't hear, their coach, after 21 some years, is leaving the team, and he was just like phenomenal coach, Arsene Wenger. But he is going to coach Arsenal now. He signed. He made it official, and there was rumors before, but he signed now. And his first rule of action is actually to sign 34-year-old Switzerland captain Stefan Lichtsteiner on a free transfer. Lichtsteiner is a right back, and I think their defense probably needs some help. But he said in an interview, he said, I'm ready to leave the Serie A, which is the Italian league, and he's been playing for Juventus for 7 years, so I can see where he's saying. He said there's a lot of competition to keep his spot, and he's too old. He's kind of 34 years old. He just wants to settle down, still compete, but, not have to worry about his spot as much. He's a right back, so this could actually factor in Hector Bellerin, which is one of their younger players who's pretty good for them. He got left out of the World Cup. He's a Spanish player, so I think that might alter his choices, because I think he wants to leave, so maybe that's a hint that he'll leave to play for some other team. So, next one, Carlo Ancelotti, the former Bayern Munich coach, is going to Napoli, and that's also another official one. I think this is a great coach for Napoli. Napoli, they just missed out on winning the Serie A, and I think with this coaching, I think I like his style of play, and yeah, that's all I got to say for that. Thomas Tuchel was the new PSG coach. I don't know how to feel about this guy. He's an old Borussia Dortmund coach, and he did pretty well. For PSG, I don't know how he's going to – I don't know. There's a lot of egos on that team, so I don't know how he's going to manage that team. But hopefully he can do well there. So, next one, Maurizio Sarri flew into London to be interviewed by Chelsea because – Chelsea manager Antonio Conte is going to leave this summer, and they're looking at potential managers. So this one's not a confirmed deal, but maybe by the time this is produced, it will be. But he's probably most likely going to be the new Chelsea coach, which is a lot of Premier League teams that are getting new coaches. So we'll see that happen. They did all right this year. They were the champions last year, so we'll see how that factors in. Next one, a player now. Fred, he's a Brazilian player, and he plays for this Ukrainian team, Shakhtar Donetsk, I think is how you say it. But he's looking to leave, make a big money deal, and play for a good team. And right now, he's being looked at by a few teams, and he actually did some medicals for these Premier League teams and see if they want to buy him, see if he's up to date and stuff. And some teams to name is like the Chelsea's, the Man United, the Man City's, Liverpool's. And I think Man United probably is in the lead because that's kind of where most of the rumors are coming from, like Man United. And I think he said in an interview, he said the talks with Man United have been for a couple months now. So I think if any team needs to sign them, I think before the World Cup, or I guess after, but I think before it'll happen because talks are heating up, and he mentioned it in an interview, so maybe hopefully soon. Next one. Oh, also, I forgot to mention, he got called up for the Brazilian senior squad, and he's made 7 appearances for them, so hopefully he can do well there. He's 25 years old, so still young and prospering. Next one, we got Mexican winger Chucky Lozano, who plays for PSV Eindhoven in the Eredivisie, which is the Netherlands top league. And he, like Fred, is being looked at by Premier League teams. And honestly, I'm not too sure about how I like this, but one of the rumors is that he might go to Everton, and Everton have been kind of sloppy with their transfers. They bought, like, I think last summer transfer window, they bought three strikers or, like, three attacking players, and it just did not work out. They needed to, like, buy in different areas, and, yeah, it just did not work out. And I think they actually fired their manager, and then they had a new manager, and they fired that guy. But anyway, a lot of things happening over there. But if they do sign him, I think he'll be a good signing, but hopefully he gets signed to maybe just a lesser team that can improve him, or just like a big top team, and then work through the ranks. He's only 19 years old, and he will be going to Mexico going to the World Cup with Mexico. And my opinion on him, I really like him. I think his value will probably go up a lot after the World Cup, so maybe he'll get signed after. And yeah, I think he might go for, I don't know, 50 million and above because of how, like, his age and how well he could be, his potential. So that's all we got from the crevice. Find out next time about the World Cup and potential finals interview with James Hodges. Bye.